Well, good morning. My friends, take a breath. Christmas Day has arrived. It is December the 25th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Today's entry is titled this, It's God's Dark. Our reading today, John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we say, thanks be to God. Consider this. It started in November with a single string of Christmas lights in a Baltimore County street. Kim Morton was watching a holiday movie with her daughter when she received a text from her neighbor that encouraged her to look outside her front door. When she opened up her door and looked out, she was surprised to see that her neighbor across the street, named Matt, had taken a string of white Christmas lights and hung them from his house over the street, connecting them to a tree in her yard. And she looked down to see that he had also left a tin of homemade cookies on her porch. So why the gesture? Matt knew that his neighbor was facing a dark time. When she moved into the neighborhood, Matt and his family got to know Kim and they learned a little bit about her story. She had recently been dealing with a lot of anxiety and she had depression, as well as she was grieving the loss of a loved one while also carrying the stress of being a mom and working over the holidays. So, in Matt's words, he said, I was simply hoping to brighten her world and let her know that she was not alone. And here's where the story takes an unexpected turn. The neighbors began to talk, mostly out of curiosity as to why Matt had connected a string of Christmas lights from his house over the street to Kim's house. And what transpired over the next several days actually caught everyone on the street by surprise. One by one, the neighbors began stringing Christmas lights from their house to the neighbor's house across the street. And less than 7 days later, the entire neighborhood had taken that one small gesture of love and carried it forward, spreading light up and down this quiet little suburban neighborhood. I love this story because of its organic nature. There was nothing planned or organized. It was simply one neighbor reminding another neighbor that they were not alone. And that one small gesture sparked a movement that others wanted to be a part of. Isn't that this Christmas story? Today we're reminded, my friends, on December the 25th, that light has come into our world. Hey, if there's anyone who loves to tell the story of light and Jesus, it is the gospel writer John. With more than 30 references to light in his gospel, the first you find here, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind, John 1:4. And what follows the truth is this, the light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it, verse 5. To know this story of Christmas is to know that darkness need not be a worry any longer because light has come. I heard a story recently of a little boy who always slept with a nightlight in his room because he was afraid of the dark. And then one Christmas Eve, the pastor read the passage from John 1, and the young boy took it to heart. After the service, he asked his mom if Jesus really is the light that shines in the darkness. And his mother smiled and said, "Why, yes, dear, he certainly is." He didn't say anything, and then the mother didn't think anything else about it. But when it came time for bed, she tucked him in, she kissed him on the forehead, and she went to turn on the nightlight. And as she did, her little boy stopped her and confidently declared, "Don't worry about the nightlight, Mom. I don't need it anymore." And shocked, the mom looked at her son and said, "Wait a minute. Baby, I thought you were afraid of the dark." And her son looked at her and simply replied, "It's God's dark, Mom. I don't need it anymore." Isn't that a truth we all need to celebrate and remember? Today, my friends, on this Christmas day, we celebrate the good news that light has come. But may we also remember that the light of Christ, my friends, it needs to be shared. So let's be extravagant in the way we take the good news of Jesus and we stretch that light out to all we encounter. The world will be brighter
because of it. Let's pray together. God of wonder, on this blessed Christmas day, we pray the radiant light of Christ's love would shine upon us all, guiding our hearts and filling our very lives with joy and peace. Father, help us to not only receive the light of Christ, but to be reflectors of his light and love on this Christmas day and each day to come. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus we say, amen. Today, I would say this, though the Advent journey is nearing an end, how can you take the story and carry it with you into the new year? The Christmas decorations, look, they're soon going to be put away. But may I give a suggestion? Can you leave a nativity set up year-round, just reminding you of this story that should never be put away? Let that serve as a 365-day reminder of the good news of great joy that is for all people. My friends, it has been a blessing beyond words to share these 25 days with you on the wake-up call. Thank you to Seedbed. Thank you, John David Walt. Thank you to all the leaders who have just given me this incredible opportunity. It is one that I'm going to treasure for a very long time. Merry Christmas, my friends. God bless you. For The Awakening, I am Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.